My name's Carl Gettinger, and I'm going to try to make this through without crying. I'm a sensitive guy. I love God very much. He has saved my life. And he's turned me into a totally different person. Amen. One from anger and hate to peace and love. And sorry, I'm not going to make it without crying.
That's good.
But I'm a sinner. I can tell you right now, I've broken all but one commandment in my life. I'm an addict, recovering, drug addict, alcoholic. I've brought many people down in my life because I was a drug dealer. And I have a lot of remorse for that because misery loves company. And I made a lot of people miserable along with myself because I was miserable. And I have a lot of remorse. So I grew up, I had a great normal family, came from a good family, respectable family, and just decided to go my own way. I believe part of my drug addiction was because God talked to me all my life, and I tried to push those feelings down. I looked into becoming a priest, a Kamboni missionary priest at a real young age, in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade. I went to Monroe, Michigan, and really thought about becoming a missionary priest, and I couldn't do it because I couldn't take a vow of celibacy. I knew at a young age that wasn't for me, you know. I started drinking when I was 8. I started smoking cigarettes when I was 10, and I started doing drugs when I was 12. So I started things real young, and it just ruined my life. I won't say I didn't have fun for a while. It was fun, you know, but then after a while, I crossed some invisible line that I couldn't see, and it became a chore, a daily struggle, and it became an addiction. I've gone on and off trying to get sober as a real young age, and every time I would, I'd keep hearing God talking to me, and I'd try to push him down. I'd start using again. I just was young and immature. God's call is a real strong call, if any of you know. You guys would know in here. And I couldn't handle it. Just couldn't. So I kept doing drugs. I traveled all around the country, brought lots of people down, grew dope, sold drugs, you know. I was a womanizer, you know. I'd say and do anything to get a woman in bed. You know, I was just a real POS. So, and that's my own words. Like I said this morning in Bible study, I couldn't even stand looking at myself in the mirror, telling you. Closed my eyes when I brushed my teeth. Wouldn't look in mirrors to see how I was dressed. Just couldn't stand the person that I saw. That was towards the end of my addiction. I got married to a woman. I was about 33 when I had my son. And I decided that I wasn't going to be like that no more. I decided my children weren't going to see that person. And so I quit drinking. I was still smoking pot and whatever, you know. And but God was talking to me, telling me, you know, I've known all my life, man, that God put me on this earth to do something. One of them was to help children, because children are getting a raw deal in this world. And I wasn't going to give my children a raw deal. I was abused growing up by my father. He beat me. It was called discipline back then, but I got some real beatings. And I decided I wasn't going to be like that to my children. And I broke the chain. And I never touched my kids. I spanked them, you know, whatever. But my kids weren't going to see that either, you know. So My first marriage didn't work out so well. I have a daughter as well, and my first wife and I split up. She was real young. She doesn't remember much, you know, of our marriage. My son does. Anyway, I went a few years, stayed clean and sober, and read the Bible, went to church, you know, kind of figured myself out. I went 3 years without dating anyone, nothing, just talking with God, figuring myself out, figuring out what God's plan was for me. Then God decided to bring a woman into my life. I said I'd never get married again. I did. Met this woman named Kathy. We're still together. We've had some struggles over the past couple few years here, and but she's my person. She's my gift from God, and I'm not the easiest person to live with. I'll give you that, you know. And but you know, in the beginning of our marriage, it was wonderful. I have two other children with her. You know, we're a blended family. That's what I guess we're called. And I love those kids just like I love my own. They might not be blood, but I helped raise them, and I love them to death. So anyway, like I said, we had some good years, and I decided to start smoking weed again. And I don't know, it just kind of changed me, you know. It might be good for some people, it might help some people, but this person, it doesn't help so much. I can make excuses for it and say it does, but really it doesn't. So anyway, I quit going to church, quit reading the Bible, quit talking to God. About for 5 years, 3 to 4 or 5 years, whatever, I let hate and anger rule my life again. And it about ruined me, about ruined my marriage. Scared my kids. I actually have two that won't talk to me. Her, Kathy's two kids, they won't talk to me anymore because of my hate and my anger that I displayed one day. April of this year, I was arrested. I hadn't been in trouble in 20 years. And I let hate and anger get the best of me. I'm not proud of what I did, you know, but I did it. I've lived with the circumstances and the consequences. I'd live with them. But that's what changed my life the day I got out of jail. I went and sought help. I prayed to God a lot in jail, too, you know. Not because my ass was in a sling, just because I missed him and what he did for me and the strength that he gave me. Sorry, but I got out of jail. I went directly to an anger management counselor, started seeing an anger management counselor. She helped me a lot, and God does too. I pray every day. I read scripture every day. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner, but I walk a straight and narrow path because of God. He keeps me focused and directed. And he's made me a better man since April. Mark knows I'm a completely changed person. There's no anger inside here. There's lots of love. I refuse to be a light snuffer. I want to be a light giver. I made a promise to God a long time ago that I'd be the ripple that caught the stone that makes a ripple in this world, you know, to just change things, to spread some positivity in this world, you know. And it might be a big goal, so, you know, I kind of downsized my goal for right now, and I'm just focusing on being the stone that causes a ripple in my friends, my family, all the people that I deal with on a daily basis, being a positive light, spreading positivity and joy, you know, seeing someone in need, helping them, seeing someone sad, trying to put a smile on their face. That's what God wants us all to do, you know? Treat each other with human decency and dignity, you know? Pat on the back and telling somebody you love them, brother, goes a long freaking way, you know? So I'm also starting a nonprofit group. It's in the works. I've called my attorney, and he's going to help me, you know, get my status that I need. And I'm kind of crazy how God works, because I've been running into all kinds of people that want to help me, help give me advice. Yesterday, I go to AA, you know, because I'm an addict and an alcoholic. And expected to go to this meeting that normally has a lot of people. It was me and this one guy. And I started talking. We started sharing. It was just the two of us. And he's got a friend that actually has a same kind of nonprofit, but for people that are mentally challenged. And he's going to have his buddy help me, because I'm starting I want to call it the Third Legacy House. I have to call AA and their headquarters and see if I'm going to be, you know, going against infringement rights or whatever. But anyway, and it's to help the homeless and addicted people, you know, and then I want to expand from there and work with other groups. And, you know, I want to help people help me, you know, and that's what God's calling me to do, is to help other people, because people help me, because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, you know. God's helped my marriage to finally, like, work itself out. My wife's seen great changes in me, you know, and it's me doing the footwork, but it's God giving me the strength to do it, you know, like, I can't tell you how fantastic this past week has been. It's like God's just reached down, touched my heart, and it's been the most tremendous week I've ever had in my life. And it's nothing special, you know, it's just the people I've met, the conversations I've had. And it's all because God brings them into my life, because I want them. I ask for them, you know. I don't want to stand up here and take a lot of time, keep on crying, you know, but God's absolutely miraculous, you know. And then there's people out there, you know, that don't even know what his good grace can do. And I'm just fortunate that I do. I should have been dead a long time ago. I lived my life like I wasn't going to see 30. I just turned 54 this month, you know. So I got 24 extra years under my belt that I never thought I'd have. And, you know, I want to make the next 24 just as stupendous, you know. I want to be there to help people. I want to watch my kids have kids. I want to be a grandpa, you know. God actually spoke to me, to my heart, not to my head. When I tell people God speaks to my heart, they kind of look at me funny, whatever, and I really don't care, you know. But 2 weeks ago, sitting in that chair back there behind Mark and Joey, God told me that I'm going to be done smoking cigarettes by the time this carton that I bought's done, and he's going to give me the strength, because that's like my last real vice that I have, besides caffeine. And he told me that's going too, but we're just have to, you know, work on that one slow. And he also told me that Kathy wants to be a grandma really bad. And he told me that by the end of the year, that Kathy and I are going to be grandparents. And he told me not to tell Kathy, so I haven't said a word to her about it. But I wrote it down in an envelope, and I wrote the time that God talked to my heart, the day where I was here in this church. And I think the reason that he told me is because I'm not ready to be a grandpa. I'm too young to be a grandpa. But he didn't tell me which one of our daughters is going to have the child, you know. And I just got the feeling it was her daughter, because she's a little bit more responsible than my daughter. And it doesn't matter, you know. It's something that Kathy just would love to see and be, is a grandma. And so I wrote it down. I haven't said nothing, and it was kind of nice. God hadn't talked to my heart like that in quite some time. And it's nice to know that he feels that I'm pure enough and good enough to talk to my heart again. So I appreciate everything he's done for me in my life. I appreciate just the simplest things, you know. I've been blessed to have a really good family, a good wife, really good friends that stand by me. And I know it's because God's seen it in his heart to save a sinner like me. And he brought me to this church for a reason. And I feel really blessed that I've been allowed to come to this church and feel all the love from you people. I just really appreciate it. And just want to tell you how grateful I am for you people. And I feel a lot of love here. And I just want you to know that I love each and every one of you, you know. And if there's ever anything I can do for you, you just let me know. Because you've done a lot for me just by letting me feel like I'm part of a family here. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, but I sure can show you if you ever need anything. So with that, just have a really blessed day, and thank you.